From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes his 12th message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Chapter 4 of the book recounts God's instructions to Joshua to take 12 stones out of the dry riverbed and to set them up as a memorial on the Canaan side of Jordan. In addition, he was to set up a pillar of 12 stones in the riverbed itself. Both of these pillars were to remind Israel of what the Lord had done for them in bringing them out of Egyptian bondage into the Promised Land. They would be a means of instructing future generations of God's power and faithfulness. In applying this text to the work of Christ, Dr. Cairns is showing the effects of Christ's sacrifice on death itself. By his death on the cross, Christ took something out of death, and he put something else into it. We've seen that Christ removed the sting of death and the curse of death. He removed the darkness associated with death, as well as the fear of death. As Dr. Cairns considered what Christ has put into death, he observed that, first of all, he deposited the memory of his victory over the last enemy. Also, the Savior put into death the assurance of his grace, the promise of his presence as his people pass through the valley of the shadow of death. Finally, Christ has put into death the certainty of immediate glory. In Paul's words, absent from the body and present with the Lord. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message entitled, Death Changed Forever by the Death of Christ. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text is found in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. We are told that the captain of our salvation was made perfect through suffering. Therefore, we who are sinful and who are far from being perfect must not wonder if we are called to pass through suffering too. Shall the head be crowned with thorns, and shall the other members of the body be rocked upon the dainty lap of ease? Must Christ pass through the seas of his own blood to win the crown, and are we to walk to heaven dry-shod in silver slippers? No. Our Master's experience teaches us that suffering is necessary, and the true-born child of God must not, would not escape it if he might. But there is one very comforting thought in the fact of Christ's being made perfect through suffering. It is that he can have complete sympathy with us. He is not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. In this sympathy of Christ we find a sustaining power. One of the early martyrs said, I can bear it all, for Jesus suffered, and he suffers in me now. He sympathizes with me, and this makes me strong. Believer, lay hold of this thought in all times of agony. Let the thought of Jesus strengthen you as you follow in his steps. Find a sweet support in his sympathy, and remember that to suffer is an honorable thing. To suffer for Christ is glory. The apostles rejoiced that they were counted worthy to do this. Just so far as the Lord shall give us grace to suffer for Christ, to suffer with Christ, just so far does he honor us. The jewels of a Christian are his afflictions. The regalia of the kings whom God hath anointed are their troubles, their sorrows, and their griefs. Let us not therefore shun being honored. Let us not turn aside from being exalted. Griefs exalt us, and troubles lift us up. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him.
The selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, and Be Thou My Vision. These sensitive renditions are sure to bring blessing to your heart and mind each time you listen to them. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
want you to understand the assurance Christ gives to his people. Does he leave them when they come to face the last great enemy? It's been my experience as I have visited many, many, many Christians over the years that the most nervous, the most lacking in confidence, men and women, young and old, when they're saved, when they actually come to face death, the presence of Christ is real. Very real. I've often said to you, at the risk of sounding like a charismatic, and anybody who knows me knows that I am the polar opposite of a charismatic, but at the risk of sounding like one, I have often said that I take very, very seriously those repeated testimonies from the deathbeds of Christians when they speak of the actual glowing presence of the Lord Jesus Christ there. I am not saying for a minute that that is expressed in every case. Some Christians are beyond expressing anything when they come to die. But there have been sufficient, and I have known of enough of them, where Christians in that great last moment are assured of the presence of the Lord, where they actually reach out their hands to grasp the hand of their beckoning Redeemer. I don't think those are tricks of the mind. I don't think they are merely the foolish desires of delirious people. I believe with all my heart they are but the fulfillment of the promise of our risen Christ. I will be with you. I will be with you. My rod and my staff will comfort you. There is the assurance of grace. Now, he has put that right on the Jordan bed of death. Oh, let us be assured, let us be encouraged that our Savior, our Christ, will not fail us in the end. And then, of course, the final thing he has put into death is the certainty of immediate glory. That's what he has put in. I said a while ago, he took out the curse. He took out the punitive aspect of death. Now, we can say the converse is true. He has put into it the certainty of immediate glory. This is what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 in the first 8 verses. I'll not read all 8 verses, but think of these words. We know. Now let me stop there. There's nobody else in God's earth, of any religion, of any nation, there is nobody else but a Christian can look at death and say, we know. Every other theory is just that. It's a theory. Muhammad died and he was buried and he is moldered in the dust. Who is he to talk about death? Life beyond the grave, he knows no more than I. It's true of every other religion, every other prophet, but the Christ of God has gone into death. He has risen again from the dead. He is the Prince of life and glory. He is the ever-living one. He is the conqueror of the grave. And he is the one who talks to us with certainty of life in him beyond the grave. So therefore, we know. This is not a theory. This is not a shot in the dark. This is not a hopeful philosophy. This is not the grappling of a blind man after something that will give him comfort. This is the statement from the throne of God's glory on the authority of the one who is the everlasting light. And he says concerning his people, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. Thank God, we know, says Paul, we know if today this body and soul were to be separated, and this body were to be smitten down in death, that we have a place in heaven. We know it. He goes on to say, while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. But when we're absent from the body, we'll be present with the Lord. We know that. This is how Christ has changed death forever. The most amazing, startling change. Whereas for the unbeliever, death is the exit from this life and the entrance into everlasting doom, gloom, torment, and damnation. For the believer, death is the exit from this life into the immediate presence of God, where there's no more pain, no more tears, no more disappointments, no more failures, but the presence, the joy, the fullness of God's provision in His immediate presence with Christ. That's why Paul could say, to be with Christ is very far better. Death is a universal reality. I want you to understand that you play the fool when you refuse to face that. And I don't care if you're in your teens or what age you are in life, if you refuse to contemplate the universal reality of death, you're playing the fool. For death stalks you every step you take. It stalks you every minute of every day. And the only reason it has not cut you down with the sweep of its mighty scythe is the grace of God. It is real. There is but a step between me and death. If you're without Christ this morning, death has a sting. Death has a curse. Death has a darkness. Death has a fear. Because death is the first installment of hell. But the gospel calls you to the Prince of Life. The gospel calls you to Him who is the plague of the grave and the destruction of death, the risen, glorified Christ of God. He will remove the sting, the curse, the darkness, and the fear. And He will grant you His victory. He will grant you His presence. And He will grant you eternal glory. Make sure you know Christ. Man, woman, boy, or girl, make no delay in closing with Christ. Come to Him. Embrace Him. Receive Him. And you shall live with a life that death cannot extinguish. And if you are a Christian, The whole burden of this message really is to be a comfort to your soul, an assurance, an encouragement, a strength, a support for your soul. Believer, get your eyes on that place where the feet of our great priest stood. See the monument of his everlasting victory. Let the faith of Jesus Christ confirm your heart and fill you with confidence to live and boldness to die and face the judgment. Remember, death has been changed forever by the death of Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word. We thank thee for Christ Jesus our Lord. What a glorious Redeemer he is. Our Father, we bless thee that he stood in the Jordan of death till all was finished. Oh, how we praise thee for that statement we read this morning. Like the priests, he stood there till all was finished. Thank God he didn't do 99% of the work and leave us to do the rest, for then surely we must have perished. Thank God Jesus paid it all. Take our thanks for a glorious Redeemer. Remember those who are not saved. Oh God, we would wish to have the tongue of an angel, to be able to recommend Christ to them. Lord, we realize that even the tongue of an angel couldn't bring them to life. It needs that sovereign, regenerating power of God. It needs that mighty power of grace, whereby with his own irresistible fullness, the Spirit of God gives life, faith, and repentance. Oh, we pray that thou wilt do the work. Save the lost today. Hear our prayer. Bless us now. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.